you know, just generally make sure.
So you didn't work the first couple of years you were married then?
No, I didn't work anymore. So then my brother came over on Sunday and he says, "Where is David?" And I said, "He's out." "So what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, he's trying to get a job, but he was making 25 hours a week. So, you know, he can put on that." And I owed my brother rent while I was living there. He says, "Don't worry." And he borrowed me money too. I borrowed money from him before because we lost the house. I only gained back $500. All the money we invested in the house, so we lost it. And we wanted to sell it, so my sister said like this, "Look, in Jewish, an expression is, when she's angry, you know, who's not comfort you, let her move." I couldn't afford to pay my $90 a month on the mortgage, besides the rest of the money. So I moved out, and my brother says to me, "I'll give you an apartment on Humble Boulevard," and that's where I lived right along. So then my brother came, like I told you, he says he wants to see David. All right, so I said, "He's out looking around, and he's waiting to collect insurance from the car." So he says, "Okay, how much insurance you got?" I said, "You'll probably get about $200, you know, but it's an old Ford, not a brand new one, but a nice car. And it was thrown in front of my mother's house. Palmer. See, my mother moved already on Palmer Street. See, because my brother owned a big building and was on a cage in Palmer. So he said, "If you want to help out those kids," so he comes and told me, he says, "Tell David to come tomorrow to the office. I want to see him." My brother talked out to me. I said, "Okay." So David went over there and he told him. He said, "David, I'm going to help you. I like Molly, and I know she's very honest, and you're honest. And he says, I want to help you out. You don't look around for a business." You see, but we didn't have no car, so his brother borrowed his car. His older brother, he lost his piece. So he said, "Okay," so we took the car, we drove around, and here I had two children. So here and there, we were going south side, we went out there. So all of a sudden we took Lake Street in Chicago, and we went way out west, Lake Street. So we went into small town, suburban town, River Forest, Illinois. That's the name of the town. So I raised the two older children in the River Forest, because they were little, you know. And then we opened up a cleaning and dyeing store. But that time, some of the Jewish people, they weren't allowed, you know, for the Ku Klux Klan town. By light, see? So they didn't want to, then they found out that my father had a little good seat. My father helped me put the petitions, and he made us three rooms out here. I had a great big bedroom and a big kitchen, and like a reception hall. Made a petition. And the front was a store. It was nothing, it was empty. So we stayed there. In the meantime, while we lived in the River Falls, I became pregnant with Shirley. And Sylvia had pneumonia, my older daughter, Sylvia. So this and that, everything, somehow I got a hold of a good doctor, and he saved her life. But he says she's got she was very ill, this and that. So finally, and I was pregnant already with Shirley, see, my third child, and my mother knew it, see. So somehow she found out somebody told her. So this and that, and he says, you know, they're going to have another child, and you got to give them a hand. So he did, he got over my husband, he said, "David, here is $600, I'll help you out. You owe me money from before, I never had a dollar of money to pay up, not to lose the house. So we had to pay $90 a month for the mortgage. My sister, I didn't want to sell the house. Because she lived downstairs and I lived upstairs." Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So then my, like I said, my husband, my brother gave, told my husband, come to the office on Monday, and I'll give you $600, and you go look around for a store. So we did. We looked on the south side and all around. Finally, we took a drive to River Forest on Lake Street. And we got to a store with empty, and there was no cleaners living, just a couple blocks away was a big cleaner. But, you know, we were mostly dependent on the tailoring. So we, my husband was a ladies' tailor. See, he didn't know nothing about men's work. But I knew everything about men's work, because I could take a coat apart and put it together, and then I was finishing. So I said to him, David, if we rent a store, so I said, I can teach you about men's work, and you can show me how to do ladies' work. I knew a little bit, not much, but I knew mostly men's work, you know, pockets and things like that. So we went back and we told my brother. My brother the next day went out with my husband, and they met the landlord from the store, and he says to him, you want to rent your store? He says, yeah. I said, that's my brother-in-law. And my brother said it, and he's a tailor, right? And they got two children. So we did. So we got into the store, and my brother took out money, gave my deposit, and we rented the store in River Forest. And my father and mother were still alive, you know. My mother, she was a young woman. She only died when she was 57 years old. But she looked like she was 75, you know. They went through the rocky an awful lot. So then we rented the store, then my husband came home and took me back to Lake Street, and he said, Molly, you want to see the store? That's the store. I said, that's fine with me, you know, because a lot of Jews were not allowed yet. They wouldn't even tell you they were Jewish. All right. Then they found out my father was a carpenter, you know, a European carpenter, and he made a petition. And he made a petition for a bedroom, and he made a petition in the back, and I had a day bed that she opened up. So the two used to sleep together, and I was pregnant with my daughter Shirley. That's my older daughter. When we just saw. I got another daughter, Shirley, and that's Teresa's mother. And I said, in the meantime, my mother knew I was pregnant, you know, this and that. So she said, so he says, okay, I'll rent you the store. The next day, the landlord calls up and he says, Kaplan, my brother's name is Kaplan, my maiden name is Kaplan. And he said, well, I don't know. Call up my husband, he says, you better come, I want to see you. So somehow they found out he was Jewish, so they wouldn't let us stay there. So my brother told me, he says, what's the difference? Who's moving? There shouldn't be no discrimination. He's a tailor. His wife is a tailor. What are you afraid? He said, if they don't pay the rent, I'll pay the rent. And his landlord was German, you know. His father was a very nice man. And he says, you know, he says, I think I like you, David, to my husband. He says, you look like you're an honest man. So thank God, we got the store, we stayed in, and my father came in. And bought lumber, and they petitioned to run, and they made a case for to hang up the clothes, and we named the store River Forest Cleaners. You understand? And my Marvin, when we stayed in there, my Marvin was just 4 years old, and she was 3 years old, Sylvia. No, what am I talking? I was pregnant already. Sylvia is 2.5 years older than my Shirley. So my mother, I don't know, somehow she took me sick or something. So before she took sick, she didn't feel good. So she helped me. She told my sister Sonia, and here she left in peace. They were the next oldest, you know, besides my sister I had in Europe. And they went and they bought material. My mother was fixing the diapers by hand, stitching by hand everything for my daughter Shirley. You know, so then they surprised me with a shower, being a baby shower at my sister's dear's house. So then my mother came up and she was all right. She was feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then, after all, I was pregnant, so they gave me a shower. And they surprised me with things, for baby things, this and that. So my mother came up. My sister used to live on the third floor. I walked up slowly. And that's how it happened. Then May the 4th, May the 6th, no, my mother died just a week before Jewish Easter was. Just a week. She got from the diabetes, she had an abscess on the ear. Somehow it was happened, she died. And I was still pregnant and this and that, so after we moved up, my mother came to see River Forest. My husband came with a truck, picked her up, and to show her the town of River Forest, you know. Then she took sick. And this and that, so we used to come to her once in a while, you know, to see her, to do the this and the that, or so on. So then my mother took sick, and she died. We were supposed to be the family. Arranged for Pesach to have a Seder. You know what a Seder. And then my mother took sick just a week before Pesach. And she was sick. She had an abscess on her ear, and that's all from the diabetes, you know. So she passed away, and I was pregnant, that's all. I went to see her the day when she died. She died, and maybe I was there about 3 hours. But they wouldn't let me go in the room. They said, when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to look at bad people, or so. And I start to cry, and this and that. And then, what happened, my father was still alive, and everything, so, May the 4th, my mother died. And she died, I think, in March, just before Pesach, you know, before Easter. The Jewish history. And then I went to the hospital, so naturally the name of the dead people, or the Jewish people's name after dead. So that's why I called her. My mother's name was Chai Shore, you know, in Jewish. So I named my daughter Shirley, Chai Shore. But she likes, she Chai was a given name to her, because once when she was a young girl, she was very ill. So they give you an extra name, Chai is life. You know, in Jewish, Chai is life. Whatever it is, 18 cents is Chai. So they gave her life, so she got well. That's how they call her Chai Sori. So my daughter's name is Chai Sori in Jewish, but in English she liked Shirley better. That was her real name, was Sori, you know. But Chai was a given name. So that's what happened. So when I went to have the baby, was just she, my mother died in March, and Shirley was born May the 4th, 1928. See, my mother lived in this country not quite 5 years. She was born, she came in 1923 in August, the early week in August, and she died in May 1928, not quite 5 years. So I remember, I think my mother was, I don't remember when she had her birthday, but she was close to 57 years old. So she passed away. That was the reality, to name my daughter after her. So I was crying, and then they had her, she was buried, she didn't want to go to no mortuary. She said she wants to be buried from her home. Just, she said it before, you know. So after we all went to the cemetery, you know, they buried her, and then I was having my child, so I named her after my mother. So she carried my mother's name. But in English, her name is Shirley, right? And that's Shirley's mother. And can you...
We don't have too much time, so I want to ask you about your children. Were they all delivered by male doctors?
Yes, male doctor. Same doctor. He delivered all my five children.
Oh, all your children?
Yes, Dr. Rudolph.
Did you go to a hospital or did he come?
No, no, in the hospital.
In the hospital?
Yes, no, all in the hospital. I tell you, my son was born in Lutheran Memorial, Lutheran Deaconess, Marvin. He was the first one. The second one was Sylvia, was born on Haddon Avenue, but I forgot it was a Lutheran hospital too, and the same name, Dr. Rudolph, mm-hmm. was his name. He was some kind of a 52nd cousin to my grandmother, on my husband's side. And my third Sylvia. And Shirley was born in the same hospital where Marvin was born. Sylvia was born in a different hospital. And Marvin was born in 1924. But Marvin was born May 4th. Mm-hmm. And Sylvia was born October the 13th. So almost a year and a half there apart. And my Shirley was born May 6th, in the same hospital at Lutheran Memorial, on Levittown Division. And Sylvia, I don't remember her hospital, it was on Haddon Avenue, I forgot the other street, it was Haddon New Division, I guess, someplace around there. It was still some kind of Lutheran hospital. But they were all delivered, all my five children, and Adrian was born at the Lutheran Memorial, too. And I had my Shirley, I had her in the same room and in the same number of the room 4 years apart. So and then Adrian was born at the same hospital, in Lutheran Memorial on Division, near there. And I spent the night with my sister-in-law, Pearl, that's my husband's younger sister. That was his favorite sister too, Pearl. Oh yeah, him and Pearl got along fine. So then, Adrian was born in 1934. And the night before I went out to heaven, I went to see the World's Fair. I was pregnant, but the World's Fair was, 1933 I mean. The World's Fair was on in Chicago. So I went to see the World's Fair, and that was on a Saturday. And Sunday, I had her, Adrian, that's my younger daughter. I had three daughters, and my oldest is the son, and my youngest is the son, Jerry. And he was born at Mount Sinai Hospital. And the same rabbi that married me gave him circumcision too. And you understand, in Jews, they circumcise the boys. So my Jerry was born, my grandmother, it's my husband's grandmother, and my brother, they were, they held their holding the children, and they circumcised them. They have to give them the rabbi, and the same rabbi that married me, he circumcised both of my boys. I forgot his name, but Bloom, I think. I don't know. I can't remember so many years ago. But the same rabbi that married me, he circumcised both my children.
Did you ever practice any means of birth control at all?
No, at that time there was no birth control.
Nothing?
But I tried to protect, these tenders. That's all. So the difference between my son Marvin and Sylvie was a year and a half apart. And between Sylvie and Shirley was 2.5 years apart. Now, Shirley was born May 4th, 1928. Adrian was born June the 30th, 1933, during the World's Fair. See? And then my youngest son, Jerry, he was born... I was 1937, so not quite 4 years apart, see? And he was born in 37 years old. What year would it be? She was born in 33, and he was born in 37. So that's about... not quite 4 years. He was born May the 9th. In 1930, 7, and I was 39 years old that time. So you understand? Because my oldest son is supposed to have a bar mitzvah. You know what a bar mitzvah is. So Saturday, we lived in the River Forest, you know, and I didn't feel too happy. I had an apartment. We lived in an apartment. No, when Jerry was born, I lived in the River Forest. So the next day I was supposed to go on a picnic. So I said to my husband, look, I don't think I can go today. And that was Mother's Day, that time, you know. So my Aunt Becky used to live with me, you know, and she took care of my other children. And I had a woman in the house anyway. So she was out that day or something. So my Aunt Becky said, my friends came to visit me. Mother's Day, they said, oh, she went to see her mother-in-law. She didn't want to tell them that I went to the hospital. So Saturday before Jerry was born, in the synagogue, I had a celebration. They called him, he said, the broche, whatever you call it, in Hebrew. And I sent him to Hebrew school all the time. We had a West Suburban temple. And Sunday I woke up and I said to my mother, I don't think we'll go anywhere today. He says, I have to go to the hospital. So my aunt stayed at home with the children, and the woman was off that day or something. And so my friends came over and they said, where's Mal and Dave? She said, oh, they went to see her mother-in-law. Today is Mother's Day. She didn't want to tell me I was in the hospital. And they all didn't know that I was pregnant because I was stout a little bit. And I wore a corset to the last minute. All the time. All the time.
Wasn't that bad for you?
No. No. I didn't make it too tight, but I was comfortable. But see, I was a little pumped, you know, this and that. So nobody knew I was pregnant. In fact, I was in synagogue Saturday. So my older brother found out that Mal is going to have a baby. He says, what? I said, yeah, because I never advertised things, you know. So when he was born, it was nighttime, Jerry. His name is Yankiv David. He's named after my husband's grandfather. See?
Did you go to a gynecologist while you were pregnant?
What, you mean to see a doctor? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Dr. Rudolph, he delivered all my children.
Did he know that you were wearing a corset?
Yeah, he never said anything.
He said
nothing. He said, lay down, I'll examine you. He said, Molly, you're a build of health. And while I'm during the pregnancy with Jerry, my Adrian had scarlet fever. And I had my kidneys bothered me too. But I had my gallbladder already moved in 34, see. And Adrian was, she didn't start to walk yet. But as they usually say after childbirth, sometimes your gallbladder bothers you. So I had my operation on my gallbladder. And I was very sick for a while. I had the yellow jaundice too. And they had to clean the jaundice and I had a drainage all around, you know. I went through it now. And then I was pregnant with Jerry. So I had false pains one time. But I had, my kidneys were bothering me. And in the meantime, Adrian had scarlet fever. So I was quarantined during pregnancy and I had a woman always working for me, a woman in the house, you know, we had help. So we were working fine in River Forest, we were making a nice living. And we owned cars, you know, this and that. And Sunday we used to drive the kids to Sunday school, you know, Hebrew school Sunday. And then we'd pick them up, and then we'd go out and eat. On a Sunday I never cooked home. I always went out to eat. I took all my five children. And Jerry was a baby, the waitress used to bring me a high chair, and I put him in there, and whatever I had, I used to give him a little bit this and a little bit that, or something like that. See? Then my Jerry, when he was born, he was 9 pounds and 3 ounces. I think you met him once, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's heavy, little heavy set too. But my dad, she was 7 pounds, Shirley, she was smaller. Shirley was 8.5 pounds, my son Marvin was 8.5 pounds, and my Adrian, kind of didn't leave my teacher, but she was nice. Yeah. So here and there, you know, that's what I went through my life. Around all my children, I used to have a doctor of Weigel. He still lives in River Forest. And I went to see him a few years ago when I was there. He said, Maui, and he was my customer. You know, I used to charge the books. I used to take care of all the books and everything, the statements. And every 3 months, I used to give the report to my certified public accountant. And that's on then the end of the year, I used to add up how much I spent and what I took in and what I deducted from whatever it was and everything fine and whatever my husband had to pay Social Security or withheld tax from the workers. We had working there. We had 4 passers, 2 pass girls and a woman in the front and a woman in the back bagging the clothes. And I used to supervise everything. And if the tailor was sick, I used to do the tailoring too. I used to help him out sewing. But I was in the store every day in the year, unless I was sick. Now that's how I helped my husband all the years.
What did you do with your children while you were helping them?
I had a woman come twice a week to clean the house. Oh yeah, we bought a house on National Avenue, River Forest. And then we had to fix it over. So it cost us a couple of $1,000, which we did. And the man that I bought was one of my customers, but they moved out somehow. So there was a customer, he owned a bank in Forest Park. So he found out that we bought a house. He says, David, to my husband, he always called him David, you want me to help you out because I like you and I like Maui, because you're nice people. He says, and this and that. When we bought the house, we had to fix it up somehow, so we spent about $2,000. We paid $9,000, all around cost us $11,000, see? But when we sold it in 1947, and before I came here, I got $17,500 for the house. And we had a lawyer, he was a friend of my grandmother, because his mother and my grandmother were first cousins. And the Dr. Rudolph was some kind of cousin to her too, you know. That's how we knew Dr. Rudolph. And he helped, in fact, he delivered my sister's, older sister's 2 children. Then he delivered my cousin's children. Then he delivered Fanny's children. Everybody in the family, everybody used them. Until 1948, he called up my mother and he said, Marvin, you see that your mother comes back, and he was to Marvin's wedding, you know, I invited him. I invited him to Bar Mitzvah, and I had too. After that, Gary was born. 6 weeks later, I had the Bar Mitzvah in the Midwest Athletic Club at Hamlin Avenue someplace. So I invited him and his wife, and they came. He made a beautiful speech. And then when Marvin got married, I invited him and his wife too, because they're very close. They were very close. That Dr. Rudolph said, he's dead now. So what happened in 1948? After Marvin got married, he says to Marvin, then Shelby got married. He said to Marvin, you better send me your mother back to Chicago. I have to operate on her. So Marvin calls me up. So my brother comes in. He says, Mother, Molly, he said, you'll be ready in 4 hours and I'm going to fly to Chicago. You have to come back to Chicago. See? I said, what's the matter? He said, Dr. Rudolph called up Marvin and told him to bring his mother. Without fail, see that she comes back. So we flew back. And that's the first time I flew on an airplane. And I was scared, you know. So when I came, the Dr. Rudolph put me in the hospital near Chicago Avenue, near Michigan, Chicago Avenue in Chicago. And I stayed there for 2 weeks almost. All around, cost $1,000. So I says to my brother, Harry, she rest in peace. I says, Harry, I can afford it. He says, don't you worry, I'll take care of it. And I paid them all, see? I paid everything off. Everything I took from him, I always paid him back. You understand? Everything was paid out. In fact, I got the canceled checks. That whatever I paid it, all around, I owed him about $1,800 and I paid him all off.
from working in the store?
Working in the store. We worked out the business good. We took in our own cleaning machine, and we paid all that. And I had four pressers. I had a man doing the spotting, and my husband did the cleaning. And I used to supervise them and everything. I had a woman in the front and a woman in the back. In fact, one of the women lives now here in the valley. I haven't heard from her for a long time. And that's how we was working all the time. And I had another girl working. Her name was Vera, and she sent me a beautiful card. Because when I was in Chicago several times, I used to call her up, and she used to come and pick me up. She always called me Mommy Steinholz, and my husband, she used to call me Daddy Steinholz. Yeah, she was very good. In fact, I got a card from her this year, too, for the Christmas card. Every year, she sends me a Mama Steinholz. And when I was visiting my son, she'd come and pick me up and take me out for lunches. And I was in her house, and her husband, she got married. And her husband was killed by car. Mm-hmm. You understand? That's what it was. And I didn't know, but later on she told me that he got killed by trespassing or something. And I thought, his name was El. He was in the service, too, in the Second World War. Yes, that's what I went through so far.
Okay. I'll see if I can try and get one more interview in.
All right. You get
there's a lot of specific questions that I had that we didn't get to cover.
All right. Anytime you want to, just call me a day before, because in April I got to go to my eye doctor, you know.